Welcome to the Election Interrupt Us episode of I Wish I Was Brave, the podcast where I discuss Valiant, classic Valiant comics from the beginning on to the end, around the acclaim time. But this episode is titled Election Interrupt Us, and in this episode, as I avoid anything to do with the election, I will be talking top five Valiant books. And before I get into that, I forgot on the Tim Pod Election Interrupt Us to mention that I have a Patreon page now, and you can check it out at patreon.com/HangOfWednesday. So go and support my Patreon page so you can get more quality podcasting content like this. But my top five Valiant books, and this will be a short podcast, but my top five books, number one, Archer and Armstrong, one of my all-time favorite books, period, bar none. Loved the old series, loved the new series. Didn't love that series when there was like 800 mortals and stuff like that. No. But loved the old one, loved the current one. Archer and Armstrong, the story of two oddball friends traveling around the world. And why am I talking like this? I don't know. Maybe it's the three drinks I've had. But I really love Archer and Armstrong. It's just a funny book and with good stories and good characters. And that interruption was me drinking. But I like I said, it's one of my favorite books. Another one of the Immortal Brothers is Ivar the Time Walker. I didn't really enjoy the classic version of Ivar. I liked him better when he disappeared from time to time, and I think I've discussed that before on this podcast. The new series is good. I think I've only read one trade, maybe two. I have a huge stack of books to catch up on, like, current stuff. But I really like the Ivar character. Number three on my list is Shadow Man. Shadow Man is probably my all-time favorite Valiant character. The classic series is so good. It's almost like an independent horror movie. It got to be too superhero-y towards the end. But I really liked Shadow Man a lot. And number four, am I on four? Second Life of Dr. Mirage. I haven't read the new one. At least I don't think I have. I loved the old one and think it would make a great show, TV show. Second Life of Dr. Mirage, great romantic book without trying to be romantic, but just showing two people in love. Really funny, and I recommend somebody checking it out when they get a chance. And number five, the original Unity. I haven't read the new Unity. I think I read like two issues of it, so not read it, but I haven't read a full story of it. The old Unity crossover that happened with Valiant was done in a very unique way, and it really was really good because it was a crossover. It did change everything, introduce new things. But if you just read like the book, like if you was just reading like one book and it was interrupted by this, you were fine with it. Unity was really cool. Again, artwork, and it was really awesome because Valiant books did have awesome artwork and awesome storytelling. It was a story that introduced Torok, really. Even though I think he appeared before that in another book, but you didn't know how he got to the modern world. And it kind of happened with Unity. I remember when the Unity books came out, that miniseries, like, a lot of places were buying up. Because you could buy them in a set. Which I have a trade set, but you could buy, like, the individual issues in a set. Valiant was selling them at the time. And, like, the collector's market or the secondary market trying, like, you know, I think this was pre-boom bust with the secondary market. They were buying up those things like crazy, and I just remember that, and I was like, oh, other people are liking the books I like, because Valiant wasn't huge then, but it kind of had a cult following in books. It wasn't as big, I don't think, as an Image at that time. Which they did that Deathmate crossover, which wasn't very good. But, like, I really enjoyed Unity and thought it was really cool. So, this is my election. I was getting ready to say Hurricane Interruptus. A lot of interruptus lately. Election interrupt this episode. I wish I was brave. And hopefully we'll get back on schedule and talking classic variant. And I got some people who may come in on here on guests to discuss some variant issues. And a number of people who aren't really comic book readers, but said they would like to, jump in and discuss some stuff. So that would be really cool. So if you want to see, as these podcasts are mainly to promote my work, like I said, I have a Patreon page at patreon.com/HangingWednesday. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, I'm at Hanging Wednesday on Twitter, and all 10 universe stuff, 10universe.blogspot.com, and let's hope for a peaceful election night. And no matter what, remember, we are free, I guess, sorta. Bye.